Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. There are many ways to be suddenly single, and they all have money implications. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Whether married in a partnership or in a committed relationship, many people believe that being a couple is the best way to go through life. So there is perhaps nothing more emotionally devastating than losing the beloved partner with whom you shared a wonderful life. Whenever you're in the midst of an emotional situation and you make a decision regarding money, your choices will likely be different than choices made when you're not under duress. Becoming suddenly single can be as a result of divorce or being widowed. But sometimes, being single is a decision made by choice. After all, a marriage or committed relationship is not for everyone. When it comes to widowhood, my advice is that assets that are inherited should be placed in a safe, secure account where they can earn interest. This gives you the immediate initial time to grieve. The length of time needed to come to grips with a loss emotionally will be different for everyone, but roughly it takes about a year. Then you are better able to decide what it is you want to do with the inheritance. My most recent experience with being suddenly single was when my parents died. While most of the time this situation applies to spouses and partners, I was alone to deal with my parents' estates when they died. In terms of my original nuclear family, I was suddenly single. I talk more about this in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.